Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
Monday.
Happy birthday,
holy
Tabitha.
My.
It's Tabitha's birthday. Not today, but Monday when this airs.
It
on my
is.
List of tasks to do, which is long lately, one of them is celebrate the month that Tab makes it all about her birthday.
Oh, girl, it's your birthday too. So
somehow I don't get a month. I don't get the whole month, though.
Oh my God. I do not get a month either. My husband is not about celebrating.
You do get a solid week, though. You're one of those birthday week people. There will be lunches. Ladies lunching.
Everybody keeps asking me what I want to do. I'm like, I don't know. Ask Sean. Ask my husband. He can decide this year.
Okay.
What's going down.
I feel kind of bad. Actually, I'm going away with some friends for my birthday and my child is asking if she can make me a birthday cake. And I'm like, well, no, you know, Miss Jessica said she's going to make me something. And she's like, well, I need to help her. And I don't want to do that to Jessica. I'm like, so no, you can't do that.
I'm also going away on my birthday and I feel kind of bad too, because my one son is so sentimental. He's already picked out what he wants to get me. And he's like, but it's a little expensive.
I like
and I was
that.
Like, well, go ask your father. Like, go tell him that you want to get it for me. Don't tell me. But he is just, he's so sweet. And thoughtful, you know? And then let me tell you something else that happened to me this week with my kid that is unthoughtful.
Oh,
my daughter has this blanket. If you've listened long enough, you guys have known I have gone through the trash looking for this thing. Remember the house cleaners at the old house before we moved to Texas threw it away.
Yeah, I kind of thought we were done with this.
The blanket?
Yeah.
Well,
given
that
she's a young lady now.
Okay, so I have not seen it for a while. And I was like, Kyla, where is your blankie? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, wait, what do you mean you don't know? Like, you got to know where it is. Like, I at least need to keep it. You know, I need it. I need it. And she's like, I don't know. I think I lost it when we moved here. And I was like, girl, you cannot, like, that's not happening. She's like, you're so dramatic, mom. I mean, what?
I'm on team Kyla. You are. Let it go. Oh, my God. This is one of your psycho things. Okay. Better help. That's what you need. And it's really weird how you save the kid's teeth and you want like the snotty blanket that got like dragged all over.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, girl.
From birth.
No.
Yes.
No, you'll have a million pictures of it. You do not need that damn blanket. If she's willing to let it go, do not project your attachment disorders onto the poor child.
Not doing it. I am keeping it. I found it. I found it and I'm keeping it. And speaking of another blanket situation that happened this weekend, funny thing. So my girlfriend, she has a young lady daughter also. And you know, these middle schoolers, they start liking boys. So she gets a boyfriend. And the mom of the boyfriend was like, oh my gosh, it was so nice of your daughter to give Jackson a custom blanket with his name on it for his birthday. And she's like, she did what? And she's like, yeah, Jackson came home and I'll just say her name is Sarah. Sarah gave him this blanket. And turns out Sarah's brother's name is the same name as her new boyfriend. And she gave her brother's custom blanket to the boy. Isn't that so funny? I'm like, that's very resourceful.
Also savage. I would be a little wary if your little girl is friends with Sarah because she might be a boyfriend stealer.
Or a blanket stealer.
Or a blanket stealer.
I don't know if she's a boyfriend stealer, but a blanket stealer, like a clothes stealer, maybe, right? Like, did you ever have those friends that would come and like steal your clothes?
Yeah, although I will give Sarah the benefit of the doubt because I feel like my kids steal everything from each other. Mm-hmm. But they would never from somebody else. It's like sibling acceptable.
Right. That's true.
I had to have a little mommy intervention recently because I have this thing. I take a lot of pride in my magnet collection. I also collect, you know, stickers. I put them all over, you know, my like trailer and stuff. And I started making my kids put stickers. Like when we go somewhere, we buy a fun sticker and we put it on their suitcase. I thought that'd be so cute. You know what my daughter did?
What?
Ruby? She's like, I don't like the stickers. I want it to look like everyone else's.
Oh, no, girl. You're like, you don't want it to look like everybody else's.
I know. But when I wasn't around, she took them all off.
And they all look really, it's like, now it has like sticker.
Now it's plain.
Everywhere.
It's the pink tie-dye suitcase that you see a million of at the airport because we all bought them at Target. That's where I got hers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I was like, okay, girl, you can take all the stickers off, but you have to do it like for you, not because she went to that sleepaway camp and nobody had stickers on their thing. I'm like, it's cool to be different.
Also, I think people would probably start putting stickers on their luggage.
I know. I'm like, start a trend. You know, remember when your little brother had a mohawk and then all of a sudden everybody had a mohawk in his class? I'm like, be a trendsetter. But anyway, so I was like super bummed. Some moms were like, yeah, they all do stuff like that. They all, you know, you got to let it go.
Yeah, I think so. You do. You got to let it go.
I'm like still a little hurt about it. I did tell her, I'm like, you have to put at least one sticker on there so I could see it at the airport.
Oh my God. I actually have never seen a pink tie-dye suitcase, so I think you're okay. But I'm not looking for that color anyways.
Okay.
All right, girl. Well,
should we get crimey?
We should get crimey. Oh, we're going to CrimeCon, y'all. So seriously, this month, like a couple weeks away. And so if you want to make your way to Nashville, like who doesn't? then come see us. We're going to be there on May 31st through June 1st. So
you know why I can't wait to go to CrimeCon? In addition to spending time with my lovely BFF co-host,
Hot Chicken,
and seeing y'all, is because I'm sitting in my podcast studio / guest bedroom is filled to the brim with shit for CrimeCon. And I just can't wait to purge. I can't just wait to give it all away.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we got the best stuff this year. Last year we kind
but
of
I want it out of my house.
We didn't realize like what we hadn't been at CrimeCon for like 5 years. So we
a
were
minute.
Like,
we got a little slow during COVID.
Oh, we were not slow in listeners, but just slow in like our lives. But
our brain.
And then we were like, holy cow, this shit is off the rails. And we didn't bring enough stuff. We're bringing it. And we're also bringing Thrive Crime. So you guys can get that there too if you have not bought online. But if you want to buy online and can't make it to CrimeCon, go to Five Crimes. That's FiveCrimes. If you go on YouTube, you will see how lovely Gretchen and I's hair is growing. Actually, I just got a freaking text from a girlfriend who she's like, girl, I have been using this product for a month. I met the hairstylist. Her hair girl also was like, what
amazing
are you doing? I was like, can you send me a video of your hair person saying that? She's like, yes.
Yeah.
Full on video. Like the hairstylist is like, seriously, what the heck is going on? Like this stuff is bananas.
It's amazing.
So anyways, that's all for now. Before you get into your crime, thank you, Gretchy.
Thank you. Okay. Today's case tab is a listener suggestion from Chrissy Rooney. She's a good one.
Chrissy is like our BFF.
Yeah.
She has the great cases. She's always on Facebook group. And if you guys are not on our Facebook group, we haven't actually shouted that out lately. But we have a private Facebook group, and it's it's Housewives of True Crime group.
Listen, sometimes I'm slow on it, but it's only because I want to write like in-depth comments. So then I just like go through everything. Everybody posts like once a week, and then I have a whole conversation. Mm-hmm. I try to do it more than once a week, but this week, you know, but whatever. But get on there and tell me what you think. Tell me what you hate. I don't care. Just tell me.
We participate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So anywho, thanks, Chrissy. This case takes place in none other than Orlando, but in the hip downtown part that I know I've never ventured to. And I don't know if you have.
Orlando?
It looks like a real, downtown Orlando. It looks real fun.
I think me and you just stayed in the hotel the whole time.
I know, but you've been other times with your kids. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was really surprised. It looks like a really cool downtown. And I think we would like it to have because we both love a hot night, jacket free.
Oh, 100%. That's why I like Texas so much.
So I think that's what they got going on in Orlando too.
And you're talking without kids. Like I haven't gone there.
Yes. I'm saying if we ever go and don't solely focus on Disney, maybe we could check out the downtown Orlando.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
I mean, we're one step closer. Kyla gave up her blankie, right?
I'm about ready to cry already. Also, did you see Susie, her daughter is graduating freaking college. And I remember when she was moving her in. And Susie's a listener of ours. And you guys, I'm like, I want to cry for her. I'm like, how did this happen so fast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay. So downtown Orlando, home of Sasha Samsudin, Disco Biscuit, Beyond. Okay. Sasha was living the dream. She grew up in Orlando and had lots of friends. She was beautiful, smart, super outgoing. Sasha was at that great point in life where like you have it together, you know, you have like the good job and that you hoped for that actually like pays a little money, but you don't have kids yet. So you're free as a bee to like spend all that money going out and whooping it up as much as you want, as long as you show up for work the next day, you know,
I know.
That was Sasha's life. She had a great job doing social media for a real estate company, and she was living in a great apartment by herself in the heart of all the action on Orange Avenue, which is the street with all the clubs, in a big complex called Uptown Place. It looks ideal for a single girl. Pool, gym, and her apartment had wood floors.
Oh.
I have a real aversion to carpet. but I don't think I achieved like wood floor status until my 30s. And I've moved a lot and regressed back to carpeted situations periodically.
Yeah.
But right now I'm all wood, bitch. But
the whole thing?
Well, some of it's tile, but still, it, you know.
And the wood all doesn't match.
And the wood all doesn't match, but someday I will get there.
Yes, I hear you.
So I'm impressed. Sasha was only 27 living the wood floor dream. Okay. So, well, on Friday, October 16th, 2015, Sasha was out with friends for a big night in Orlando. The Orlando City Lions soccer team played and won. They have a big following. I've never followed like a local soccer team, but I guess it's like a real big deal in Orlando. Sasha was out wearing Lions colors, which are like purple and gold. So she had this real cute purple top on to represent and white jeans. Her and her good friend Anthony went to the game and celebrated the Lions winning that night by going to the clubs afterwards. After doing the club scene that night for a few hours at around 1 a.m., she told her friend Anthony that she was taking off. He wasn't sure if she was going somewhere else or home. She left by herself, but according to Anthony, this really wasn't unusual. Sasha was, you know, she was real grown and took care of herself, and they would often split up and meet up somewhere later. So Sasha and Anthony had plans for breakfast the next morning, and at first when she didn't show up, he assumed she was just hungover or, you know, sleeping because she wasn't responding to her phone.
Yeah. That's, I think, how we all would think about that.
Right. At that stage in our life.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But he got worried after a couple hours because she still wasn't responding to him and she wasn't active on any social media platforms, which was super unlike her. Sasha was social media friendly type of girl.
Okay.
So Anthony was alarmed and reached out to two of their mutual friends. And now the three friends are all concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that they called all the area hospitals and jails and decided to head over to Sasha's apartment complex together to check on her. When they got there, her car was in the carport, but she was not answering her door. Like you can call up, you know,
right.
The door.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they called the police to do a welfare check around 8 p.m. Yeah.
Okay.
When the police went into her apartment after being given the code from the property owner, they found Sasha under the covers in her bed. And so it initially appeared that she was sleeping, but sadly, upon closer inspection of Sasha, there were no signs of life. And there were marks on her neck that indicated it was due to strangulation.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She also had other marks on her that showed signs of a struggle between her and the assailant. Her top was torn and her pants were gone, so it looked like a sexual assault as well. Her poor, concerned friends are just waiting outside the door for police to tell them
like
what they
found.
Is
it okay to come in or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. So the police had to give them the you know, shocking, terrible news.
Yeah.
They told them,
you can't see her because
they didn't really tell them anything. They told them that Sasha was gone, but they didn't tell them the cause.
Uh-huh. Oh,
they did indicate that the cause was foul play because they turned that apartment into a crime scene real quick mm-hmm. and further questioned all the friends, especially her friend Anthony, you know, because he's a dude, right?
Yeah, and because
obviously had been with her that night. Yeah.
Right.
So he's a suspect until they were able to rule him out, which fortunately, you know, they were able to do. Sasha's building required a key fob or a code to get in. Mm-hmm. Or you could like call yourself and let yourself in too.
Oh, like from your cell phone.
From your cell phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was also security. So to get past, like there's always a roaming security guard. So to get past all that, without any signs of a break-in, you know, it's looking like whoever killed Sasha was somebody, that she mm-hmm. knew or let in willingly. Also, because there wasn't anything out of the ordinary in her apartment that looked like there was, you know, there wasn't anything that looked like a break-in or a robbery. So obviously it's she just let them in. Right. The only thing that stood out was the toilet seat was left up. So, you know, it's more than likely. Yeah. The killer, obviously a man, took a leak and, you know, was not in the habit of being courteous about doing so, which is annoying typically, but in this case, amazing because he left fingerprints under the seat.
Hopefully he left his, like, he wasn't like very Amy, you know, like my kids.
I don't know
Amy.
How much DNA they can get from urine. We don't really talk about that.
No, we don't talk about that, but it's got to be. I mean, some fluid.
Yeah, I don't know. So in addition to security guards, Sasha's complex also had cameras. And so detectives want to, of course, speak to the security guard working and review the camera footage. Mm-hmm. The footage from the building was not immediately available to them, but the security guard on duty said he remembered Sasha coming in that night. He watched her come in behind another resident because she had lost her key fob. She didn't have her key fob or her phone with her. So she's pretty fucked if you don't remember. Yeah. If you don't remember your code. He then said she was clearly intoxicated and he saw her stumbling around. And so he offered to help her, you know, get her in the door, but she struggled with the code on the door. And so then she told him she thought her key fob could be in her car in the garage. But after they walked out to the garage, before she even looked at her car, she said she remembered how to get into her apartment. And so he walked her back to her floor, but then he left her because he had to get back to doing his rounds. He said he saw her later walking with another guy and then didn't see her again and assumed she figured out how to get in or whatever, and that this man had maybe helped her. His shift was over at 6 a.m.
So this security guard seems like he's pretty on it for a security guard, first of all.
Yeah.
Or maybe too on it.
But like, I mean, it's the middle of the night. I mean, there's not a lot of, you know, there's probably not there's like that not much coming, action. Coming and going, right? Okay. So Sasha's cell phone was missing and never recovered. And so they don't know who she was communicating with. So now police really, really want to see the camera footage and identify who this guy was that she was walking with. But since the building's footage wasn't available immediately, they started reviewing the iris cameras from the downtown area to retrace Sasha's night and attempting to identify who she was with.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, or in contact with after she left, you know, her friend Anthony. Listen, those white jeans she was wearing, very helpful. Because, right. I mean, you're looking at the iris camera footage. It's like a sea of people. And then you're like, white jeans. Oh, yeah, there she is. Yeah. So they watched her make her way down Orange Avenue. But the footage in various parts of the city is glitchy. They see her on camera walking with two women before she is no longer caught on camera making her way home. They put out a media statement asking anyone who could identify who these two women were to come forward. Well, the two women came forward right away for themselves. They told police that they did not know Sasha before that night, but they saw her by herself, obviously intoxicated, and were concerned for her safety because they saw her talking to some men in a vehicle that were trying to get her to get in.
Uh-oh.
So these women offered to give her a ride in their Uber. I love that. Looking out, right?
Remember that one time I was down in Dallas and I could tell something was going down too. And I was like, no, she is not getting in the car with you. Sorry. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even know your name.
Yeah. Yeah. We all got to look out for each other, right? Yeah. And teach your kids. No one left behind.
And do not go out.
I don't care if you get in a fight with your girlfriend. I don't give a shit.
It's just like, do not go out by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
As much as I want to say that we should all be able to go out by ourselves, like, because one of my girlfriends was asking me, like, how can you say that? And I'm like, because, like, I'm worried about the people that are never going to get help for themselves, right? Like, the psychopaths out there.
Right.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about. Get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, trust and will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of 5-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
So Sasha gets in the car with these two girls, and she jumps out of the car, like at a stoplight, in front of her building, which was good, right? These two, you know, women, girls, whatever, are such rock stars that they jumped out too.
Oh.
And walked her to the building entrance while she attempted to get into the building without her key fob. They only left her after she made her way in by, you know, walking behind another building resident. Then they were like, okay,
she's safe in the building.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. Right. Now, based on what these two women are saying, this makes sense why she was no longer seen on the city cameras, but then later seen by the security guard walking in behind another resident, which was corroborated by the women who left her after she got in the building. Mm-hmm. So the question is, you know, what happened inside the building?
Right.
And there is still the question, who was the guy the security guard said he saw her walking with? They just really need the building footage, but they have to wait. But while they're waiting.
Why did they have to wait so long?
Because the footage was all kept like off site.
Okay.
I mean, and this is all happening like they, you know,
like day
this,
or whatever,
this was going.
Right.
Yeah. This was going down. We're talking like, you know, 36, 48 hours, not, you
right,
know.
Right.
Okay. While they wait, they discover that Sasha's texts are connected to her iPad, which was found in her apartment. Because remember, her phone is like never found. Mm-hmm. She sent a text at 5:12 a.m. that said, "Ben." Well, Ben wrote back 16 minutes later, "Sasha, are you okay?" But she didn't respond. When police learn who Ben is and find out he's an old boyfriend, you know, they want to talk to him. He admits to police that although he was her ex, he always thought they would get back together. But he says he hadn't seen Sasha at all on Friday night. He agrees to a DNA swab test and was ruled out.
Okay.
The investigation is balls at this point because it keeps leading to dead ends. Investigators finally get the footage from inside the building, which is triggered by motion, and first captures Sasha entering the building at 1:46 a.m., along with the male resident and the two girls and the security guard, both that they all saw her. So then it's like, who's this male resident? Okay. So the male resident said that he let her in because she was cute. But once inside the building, Sasha headed in the opposite direction of the elevators, which he opted to take to get to his floor. So he never saw her again after he let her in. His account seemed to be true because Sasha was captured on camera going through the building stairwells alone until she made it to her floor. But the cameras, and I don't understand this, the cameras do not work in the hallways.
It's like always that. There's always like some camera that's not working that we really need to see.
Yeah. But the male resident was never seen, you know, on camera with her in, you know, in the stairwells or whatever. So it, like, he couldn't have figured out where she lived. It's a huge complex.
Okay.
So it's like another dead end. With the camera footage, they verify what the security guard said about walking her to the parking garage and then turning around before they entered it and then him returning to work. But because the cameras did not work in the hallways, there are so many residents in the complex, they are still struggling to figure out who was the mystery man that the security guard saw her walking in the hallway with. What they know is Sasha was last seen on camera at 2:45 a.m. in the stairwell. After that, she's seen in the hallway with the mystery man, and they know she somehow got into her apartment and was able to send a text to Ben at 5:12 a.m. Sasha's story was big, like local news, because it was such a mystery. How this happened in a secure building. When you see her picture, you understand why so many people connect with her. She just has that like Lacey Peterson, warm, genuine vibe that comes through. I'm going to send you her picture right now.
Yeah, please do. She is a real disco biscuit.
She just looks like someone you just want to be just friends with.
Yeah. You could walk up to her and say, "Hey, girl." And she looks like she'd be like, "You want to hang? Let's be friends."
Yeah. So an upstairs neighbor of Sasha's caught one of the news stories and reported seeing Sasha that night in the hall to police on the Friday night in question. This man was up real late doing laundry. Like real late.
Like middle of the night late.
Yeah, middle of the night late, like, which is...
Sometimes you got to do your laundry at that time. Just
I never do.
But sus.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So he told them that he saw Sasha walking with the security guard, and they were like, "Yeah, we know about that already. We need to find the man she was walking with later. Did you happen to spot that guy?" Mm-hmm. And he says, "No." But he says... he did not like the way the security guard was walking with Sasha.
I told them
he knows something. The man said he sensed it because when he saw them walking together that night, the security guard shot him a look. A look that bothered him enough to take himself down to the police station and discuss it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I thought the security guard knew a little too much in the beginning too.
I know. You'd be such a good detective.
I'm always sus on those security guards.
Mm-hmm. Well, so they started looking into the security guard's account of the night in more detail, which led them to look at footage after his shift was over at 6 a.m. And you know what they saw?
He's still there.
Well, yeah, he was still there and he was going out to the garbage at 6:46 a.m.
46 minutes after his shift was over.
Correct.
Needs to be in bed.
So they went through the security logs and verified that taking out the garbage was not part of his job description. And also the white trash bags with red handles happened to be the same kind that Sasha had in her apartment. I mean, doesn't everybody?
Those are probably from Costco.
I know that's kind of a stretch, but you know,
I think mine are actually orange.
Okay.
Like those Costco ones are orange. I think the ones you get at the grocery store, red. Hefty, whatever they are.
So they circle back to security guard Stephen Duxbury and ask him if he wouldn't mind doing a little DNA thing and just clarifying a couple of pesky details about the night in question while he was hooked up to a polygraph.
Great.
And he agreed.
Great.
He tells the same story that he told when initially questioned, that was that he never entered her apartment, and while hooked up to the polygraph, he was also questioned about things like, do you know if Sasha was poisoned? Do you know if Sasha was shot? Like various ways she could have been killed. And he answered, no. And his answers were, you know, rated not deceptive, but was deceptive when asked, do you know if Sasha was choked?
Uh-huh.
Dun, dun.
And he says... Yeah,
which was not public. That was not public information at the time, you know?
And what did he say?
He said, he just said, no, I don't know if she was choked.
Okay.
Right? So the polygraph administrator actually asked him, you know, when it's all over, to take a look at the results and see, you know, what stands out about the test. Yeah. Stephen and the administrator agreed to the various question results, like, oh, you know, 1 and 2 look... you know, pretty solid, but 3 and 7 look really spiky.
Yeah.
Right. Which indicated, you know, Stephen's, pants were on fire because he's a liar. Yeah. And so the polygraph administrator tells him, yeah, I agree. They look real spiky. So I'm just going to go discuss the results with the detectives. You know, they'll probably be in soon. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that, bro. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the detectives come back in knowing that the results of the polygraph were deceptive on all the questions that related to Stephen's specific involvement in Sasha's murder. Mm-hmm. You know, Stephen knew that they knew that he knew, know, whatever. So he asked for a lawyer, right?
Yeah, Stephen is a smart guy.
Right. But it turns out because of the failed polygraph, they were able to get a warrant to search his messy house and devices. They found his phone had just happened to have been factory reset about an hour prior to his little interview polygraph test. But fortunately, they were able to do some kind of memory extraction on his phone. And what they found was Stephen had been searching how to override the digital keypad to Sasha's apartment around 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. So that means that Sasha did make her way into her apartment successfully by herself around 2:45 a.m. and should have been so safe at that point.
Right.
But she wasn't safe at all, because just like a horror movie where it's like the call is coming from inside the building, the security guard, knowing that she was alone and likely
intoxicated,
passed out.
And, you know, he's like, this is a perfect opportunity for me.
Exactly. Yes. She was now vulnerable for him to abuse his position to take advantage of the opportunity to violently assault and murder her. So, you know, he must have known the cameras didn't work in the hallway, so he could just make up the story about seeing her walk in the hallway with another guy and think he could just pin it on that mystery person forever.
When you said that he said later that I saw her walking in the hallway with another guy, that wouldn't happen because she was too drunk. She's going to go pass out. Or even if she did call her ex-boyfriend or something to like come over, he's going to go up to her apartment. She's not coming down. Like she's not walking the halls at 5:30 in the morning. That's the first
race.
I was like, no, that's his, whatever his alibi.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, these security guards, you know, I mean, it's like a lot of them are kind of like wannabe cops,
well,
right?
Yes.
You so, know, you know, they're like, oh, officer, let me help you. Let me tell you. Yes, I saw her intoxicated, blah, 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 and wandering. And I'm really good at my job. And you can trust everything
and
I say.
You as a resident, trust them because they are your security guard.
Of course. Right?
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
No.
I don't trust anybody. Just let you all know. Like, I am a non-trusting individual when it comes to safety. Even if you're a cop, sorry. I mean, I trust you a little bit, but I'm not going home with you.
I think that you are actually go with your gut.
Yes. But if my gut is telling me no,
you don't necessarily, you know, not trust a police officer. You just don't necessarily trust them either.
This is true.
Depends on the situation. I think we should all be like that.
Yes.
He knows the cameras are not working or, you know, whatever. And he thinks he's not going to get caught. And he thinks he's going to come out actually looking like a good guy because it's like she was intoxicated. And he had attempted to help her out that night. Of course, you know, there's the thing with the DNA and the fingerprints from the toilet seat that came back as a match. So I don't think he watched like a bunch of, you know, when he was making this up in his head, how this was all going to play out. He had a bunch of, you know, CSI episodes in the back of his head to pull from. Although there was evidence that he did try to get rid of some maybe traces of DNA that he left on her because they found like cleaning products on her body.
Okay.
So he tried to like wipe her down.
Gross.
But then used his bare fingers to lift up the toilet seat.
Because he's not that smart.
You know? And he still didn't get rid of... I mean, you should have seen how messy his house was.
Like a hoarder?
Did not.
Or just like a...
Yeah.
Gross.
Like disgusting. Like dishes piled on top of, you know, like shit everywhere. It's like, yeah, of course you can't clean up all the DNA.
Right.
Like, listen. Yeah. So, anyhow. So, it was 5:14 a.m., when he got into her apartment. So we know she was awake at 5:12 because she sent that text to Ben. So maybe she texted Ben when she heard him like overwriting her door code. Mm. So terrifying for her. Stephen Duxbury was charged with sexual battery and murder. And surprisingly, he did not take a plea. He went to trial where he was found guilty and sentenced to life without parole plus 15 years. He appealed saying his statements to the police, like before he was a real suspect, mm-hmm. like when they were like, hey, you work here. You know, what did you see? He says they should not have been admissible in court. Because he thought if he did not speak to them, he would lose his job. But he also admitted that neither the police nor his supervisors had threatened him with that. That appeals argument just sounds like a real far stretch.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And the courts agreed and his appeal was denied and he's still guilty AF. He currently resides behind bars in Tomoka Correctional Facility in Daytona Beach.
Sounds nice.
Which sounds like a lovely place to be in prison,
yeah,
unless they don't have air conditioning. Do you think they have air? I'm sure they don't have an ocean view. And I bet they don't have air conditioning. I bet actually being in Florida prison
sucks. They for sure have air conditioning. I think it would be like inhumane not to have air conditioning.
I bet they don't turn it up real high. My husband's car is in the shop today because the air conditioning went out. Every day when I talk to him, I'm like, oh my God, I can't even handle it. Because he calls me on the drive home. I'm sick of hearing him bitch about it. He's like, the air conditioning is out. It's the worst thing ever.
Okay. Like, so I just looked up. Inmates grapple with the oppressive heat.
Okay.
So nearly a month after stifling heat wave, correction officers are attempting to alleviate sweltering conditions in the Florida unconditioned prisons.
Well, yeah, of course you got to have air conditioning for the, like the deputies, the correctional officers, et cetera, that are walking the halls.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you don't want them grumpy.
God, you'd be so grumpy. Temperatures inside the building without air conditioning can soar 15 degrees higher than the temperatures outside. That means if it's 100 degrees outside,
ooh,
it's 150.
Sweaty balls.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
A lot of sweaty balls.
Lots. And the stank? No, thank you. Oh, God.
You know, Chris Chrisley's in prison in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
His balls are sweating.
I'm sure. I'm sure of it. Somebody wrote us that I think you were wrong about Rebecca going to some, like, I don't know, she's going to New York housewife. I don't know.
Oh, maybe it wasn't Beverly Hills. It was New York. Okay. Well, okay. I apologize for, giving misinformation, I would have said that on Patreon.
I guess it was, I just read that and I forgot where we talked about it, but we must talk about it on Patreon. Okay. So if you want to know all about it, go to patreon.com/housewivestruecrime.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Or the
Clink
Clink Club.
Well, at least I wasn't, so my apologies, but at least I wasn't wrong about her joining the show. True. And I'm going to be watching because Rebecca Minkoff is a Scientologist and I have a fascination with all things Scientology. And if you want to know more about it, then listen to Patreon.
Or Clean Clean Club.
It's Apple. Much more exciting than it sounds like I'm talking about right now.
She is obsessed.
Trust me.
The church of cultness. We don't want to talk about it too much on the regular.
No, we don't want to because they're watching. No. They're always listening. They're so scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, okay. I did want to say that this case made me think about that door jam thing you have made us use in hotels. Yes. And you're always talking about.
So I bought it on Amazon, right? It's basically a door jammer. This would work for her if you can get into her house with a code, like a door code. But anyways, it's really because I get very nervous because people have keys to your hotel room and anybody can come in there at any time. And I've had that.
Yeah, they just swipe that key. How do you know they didn't just,
I've had that happen a lot, whether it's a service provider or whatever. But there was one time where I was like, dude, I don't think, what are you doing in here? You are not a cleaning person and not a maintenance person and there's no maintenance. So what the heck were you going to come in here for? But
my husband has had it happen where it was like drunk ladies, walked into his hotel room.
They had the same key card, went to his room. Right. So anyways,
back off bitches.
Maybe
he's mine.
There is a door stopper you can get that you stick in there.
I know. Yeah. The thing that is so troublesome is it's like, yeah, of course we're all on high alert when we're like, we double lock all the shit, like in the hotels, right? You know, you do that extra thing.
I know, but they have a way to get through that.
And with this, but in your own apartment, stumbling home.
You don't think about that.
Like, no effing way. I probably did in my 20s when I stumbled home. I probably didn't even lock my damn door half the time.
You for sure didn't. Okay? I'm pretty sure I came after you and just walked right in.
I'm pretty sure I didn't start locking my door until we started the podcast.
That's what everybody says.
Now I lock the shit
everybody
out of it.
Everybody says to me, they're like, it's just because you do true crime that you're so crazy. I'm like, well,
in fairness, we were always a little crazy.
Like, yes. I mean, that definitely enhances my
heightened. I like to call it heightened awareness. Okay. Yes. We have a heightened awareness.
Right. So anyways, all right. Well, I rest in peace, Sasha.
Sasha Samsudeen.
You know, perfect name too.
I know. I know. Really cute, sweet, bubbly.
Had her whole life ahead of her.
Girl. Whole life. Yeah.
I cannot. And that guy, he needs a rotten prison in the hellhole with the swatty balls. Right. And anyways, I think that's all for today, Gretchy Poo. Like we said, the Clink Clink Club on Apple is coming up on Thursday. And I'm off to celebrate my birthday for the whole damn
week. Yeah, everybody wished to have happy birthday online. Let's flood her shit.
Right. All right. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.